and then we'll go from there. And by the way, if those of you didn't realize it, Andrea is back today. She'll be with us on Sunday as well, and then she leaves out next Monday. Amen. And so good to have Andrea back here with us as well. Mark 16:15, if you would stand with me, if you're able, and we're going to read one scripture area and then begin to explain a little bit more about what we're going to try to do this year.
Oh, who's got the special?
Oh, amen. I'm sorry. Let's be seated then. Let's get the special. Amen. I am so sorry. I didn't see anybody seated over there, so I didn't think we had one. Amen. Praise God. By all means. By all means. Come on up. Amen. And Mark 16:15, want to share a couple of thoughts tonight about our theme, and then we're going to discuss a few things and be done in a minimal amount of time. Amen. Now, these things we're going to discuss tonight, some things that I discussed with our leadership already, just getting their minds and their hearts on tap for what's going on this year. When you walked in already, you saw the theme right there, preach all you can, reach all you can, do all you can. And that's pretty much what we're going to be focusing on all year long. Amen. How many of y'all know Mark 16:15 by heart? Okay, you will know it by heart by this year's end, I guarantee you. Amen. All right, Mark 16:15, once you get there, go ahead and give me an amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all sound just as tired as the patch folk, amen, but that'll be fine. All right, let's read Mark 16:15 together. Here we go. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. By the way, you and I have the gospel because somebody obeyed that. Amen. And I'm not going to say everybody obeyed it, but somebody obeyed it enough for you and I to get the gospel. And that's going to be the focus all year long. We're going to really major on evangelizing, getting the gospel out, going to places and people, and just giving the gospel out in mass form in places that we probably normally wouldn't do it any other way. Amen. So that's going to be the focus of this year. Amen. I'll tell you a little bit more about that on Sunday, but just want to give you a couple things tonight. Father, thank you once again for being a gracious God. Lord, thank you for the many blessings that you bestowed upon us. And Lord, just getting us through 2015 is a miracle, Lord, of all the ups and the downs that some of us had, Lord, both physically and spiritually. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, we look forward to this new year, 2016, what you can do, Lord, and what you want to do with the Shining Light Baptist Church and each person that is represented here. Speak to us tonight, Lord, in these brief moments, Lord, as we look in your word and just look at a few things that I believe will help us in a marvelous and miraculous way. Guide now in the next few moments in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Well, let me just give you right off the bat, the text is Mark 16:15. It is here. We've studied this before, and so it's not going to be something that we're going to really elaborate on, but we will elaborate on the gospel aspect of that. So that's our text. That's our memory verse for the month, memory verse for the year as well. Our theme is right there, preach to all you can, reach all you can, each do all you can. All year long is going to be my desire to encourage you and to help get you to understand what you can do with preaching and reaching. Now look at that first one, preach to all you can. Basically what that's talking about is anybody you can preach to them. Now I'm not talking getting up there saying, bless God, you just need to be saved. I'm not talking about that. Preaching means just giving out the gospel. Okay, so every person that you can possibly preach to, we want you to preach to that person the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then we want you to reach all you can. Reach every person that you possibly can reach with the gospel, given in, whether it's track, whether it's by mouth, or whether it's talking to them. Every person. So if we can preach to all we can, and we can reach all we can, and then if each one does all that they can, guess what? God can move marvelously and miraculously. Now, we're collectively called a church, but individually, if each one of us purposes in his heart to do all that he can, guess what? God's going to do something. God's going to do something. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Look at the early church. Look at the Acts of the Apostles. There was only about a handful of them, and guess what? The Holy Spirit came on them. Each did what they could do, and guess what? Multitudes got saved. And so if we concentrate on preaching to every person that we can, reaching every person we can, and each one of us doing all we can, I guarantee you by year's end, we will see God do something at Shining Light Baptist Church. Y'all believe me? I'm convinced of that. You read the Acts of the Apostles. Every time they went out with the gospel, people got saved. Our job is just to preach it, to reach, and each one of us do what we can. And by the way, don't look at your neighbor and say, well, what is he doing? Just do what you can do. And by the way, at the judgment seat, guess what? It's going to be me. It's not going to be anybody else. I'm not going to be up there in mass with somebody else. God says, you know, it's your turn. So that's what we're going to be centering on this year is reach, preach, reach, and teach. preach, reach, and each. And at the end result, it will be teaching because we're going to have to disciple some folk. Our theme song this year is Each One, Reach One. Mr. Dawson will be singing that song several times throughout this year to get us ready for that. And my goal and my vision for the Shining Light Baptist Church is every time you walk into this auditorium, your eyes will immediately get glued up here and you'll see that sign. Preach to all you can, reach all, and you'll go to sleep thinking about that. All right, amen. I want you to get that indelled in your mind or pushed in your mind or pressed in your mind, however you want to get it in there, so that you see preach all you can, reach all you can, each do all you can. And that's going to be your guide throughout this year when you think about Mark 16:15. He sends them, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. So that is going to be our theme. Coming in, I want you to see this. Going out, I want you to see that. Turn around, take a look at our sign. That's pretty much why we exist. Our ministry is to evangelize, that is preaching the gospel. Enlist, that's getting them baptized. And enlighten people, that's getting them taught the word of God. Equipping them, that is getting them tooled up and physically ready and spiritually able to do something for God. And then they're going to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. And then they're going to reach the world with the gospel the same way they were reached. Amen. By the way, that's what happened to us. Somebody evangelized us. We got baptized. Somebody enlightened us by teaching us the word of God. We were equipped to do the ministry. And now we go right back out there to reach the world. We exalt the Lord Jesus Christ with the gospel. Amen. So keep that in mind as we come in. This is what I want us to see. Going out, that's what I want us to see. By the way, we had a tremendous year last year of getting people saved. But guess what? There's more people that need to be saved. There's more people that need to be baptized. Now, is our goal to fill up the church? No, our goal is not to fill up the church. Our goal is to be obedient to God. That's the goal. I don't read over in the Acts of the Apostles when they say, we want to fill up the church. No, they just said, you know, we're going to be witness. Yeah, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. They weren't trying to fill up a church. They were just trying to be obedient to God. And that's our goal. We're going to facilitate different ways to be obedient to God by taking the gospel out. And if we do what God tells us to do, we're going to leave the results to him. Amen. If nobody gets saved because we took the gospel out, guess what? That's not our fault. It's not our fault. Our job is just to preach to all we can, reach all we can, and each one does all he can and leave the results to God. That's God's business. Amen. And so I want to encourage you, first of all, to do two things. First of all, join me in prayer. Go over to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. And I shared this with the leaders. I want to share it with you as well. Luke chapter 10. And in Luke chapter 10, Jesus here is talking to his disciples here. They had gone out by 70. It says there in verse 1, after these things, Lord appointed other 70 also, sent them two and two before his face in every city and place whither he himself would come. But then notice verse 2. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is what? Great. But the laborers are what? Few. There's always going to be more people that need to be saved than people going out trying to get them saved. Just the way it is. There's always going to be more that need to be saved than people that are going out to get them saved. Amen. He says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would do what? Send forth laborers into his harvest. What did he say? Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. We're going to go out there as we're trying to preach and reach and each one do all he can. We're going to be like lambs among wolves at times. But guess what? Nonetheless, God says, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. And so as we go out, I want you to do this. First of all, pray. Join me in prayer that God would use us and that God would raise up somebody just like you to go out and get somebody saved. Say, Lord, as I'm going, raise up somebody to go out with me to help me out and help me get people saved. Maybe it can be at your job. Maybe it can be at your school. Maybe it could be at your place that you frequent and somebody might get saved. I remember one of the greatest things that happened to me was Franz Moyman, a Dutch colleague of mine, got saved. And man, he was one of the biggest assets to me as a witness for Christ.
Boy, he wouldn't darken the doors of the church before that. I tried to get him to church, He would not go. He got saved. And talk about a witness. I mean, and I had prayed, Lord, give me somebody in this office that can witness with me. It's lonely in here. I'm the only one giving out the gospel. Give me somebody. And God raised up Franz Moiman, and he was a fireball. I mean, he was a fireball. And then Frank Herndon got jealous. Pastor White, Frank got jealous. Frank said, Lord, I want somebody too. Brother Dawson ain't the only one that can pray for somebody. I'm praying for somebody too. He got a Greek guy named Saki saved. And that Greek guy was just as on fire as this guy. Now, I call him Saki, S-A-K-I, because I can't. His name is this, about this long. And I said, what can we call you for short? He said, call me Saki for short. I mean, it was some Thessaloniki, yaki, 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 yaki. I thought, no, let's just stick with Saki. And so Frank said, I want somebody too. What do I want you to pray. God, give me somebody that can tag team with me. Give me somebody that can go soul winning with me. Give me somebody that can go out and we can see souls saved for God. And so pray ye, join me in prayer. For a new year explosion, that God would really work in a marvelous way. But then I want you to, second of all, join me in our plan for this new year explosion. There's a key tool that I'm going to give you. Brother Sergeant, we can get that up here. Brother, hand those handouts out. Brother, can we get those handouts handed out back there? And I would appreciate that. Was that? There's one tool that we're going to use extensively this year. And it's called a prospect list or a soul winner sweetheart list, whichever one you want to call it. Can we get that front set off, brother? And this is going to be a tool that we're going to have you guys track your prospects on for special days. We've got several special days coming up here. And let me run these off to you very, very quickly. Neighbor Day, of course, you know, is this month when we're trying to reach our neighbors here and we're trying to reach our neighbors in our communities. But then we have a boss, coworker, subordinates, and students Sunday where we're going to try to get our bosses, our coworkers, our subordinates, and students at school to come to the house of God. And it'll be the same scenario. We'll have a gift for them, a gift book for them, and we'll have a gift card for them as well as we draw that. And then we're going to have another day as well, a friends and family day, where you're trying to get your friends and your family to come to the house of God. Any friends, any family that you have. And by the way, you can have the same person as your friend, as your family, and as your coworker, or as a student. It doesn't matter. And then we're going to have what's called the Pack the Pew Sunday. That's when you join up with somebody to pack one of the pews at the Shining Light Church. You get a couple people, say, Andrea and Katie, say, all right, we're going to join up with this pew right here. We're going to try to pack this pew, okay? Or you get Fred and the Shirks back there, and they say, all right, we're going to pack the pew in front of us. So you're going to try to pack the pew, whether it's your pew. Now, if your pew is already packed, that's no fair. You got to pack the pew next to you or on the side of you or something like that. So it's Pack the Pew Sunday. So those are some different ways that we're going to try to get you out to preach, reach, and each do all that they can do on these special days. Now, let me show you the tool that you're going to use. You've got it in your hand here. It's called a Sweethearts, Soul Winners Sweethearts List here. Can we get this front set off, Kenny? And I want to explain it to you here. It says Soul Winning Sweetheart List. Now, what is this going to be for? This is going to be for any prospects that you run into anywhere. It can be somebody at your job. It can be a student at school. It can be the postman. It could be the UPS man. It could be somebody at the grocery store. It can be anybody. Anybody's name can go in here. It's a prospect, and there's three slots that you have here, so that means you can put one person here, one person here, one person here. By the way, the more people you have, the more opportunities you have for people to get saved. So just keep that in mind with sowing and reaping. So Soul Winning Sweetheart List, say this will be for the month of January, okay? We're going to put down John Joe here, put his phone number here, put his address here, zip code here, if we have that information. Then we're going to start doing something. Say I met John Joe on Soul Winning Saturday. I put Saturday's date here. and I contacted him by phone or a card or a note or visit personal. I will put a V here because I visited him. Now I'm going to keep following up on him. The next time I follow up, the next time. And I'm leading up to the next event that we have. For this one, it's Neighbor Sunday. Okay? It could very well be Boss Coworker Sunday. It could very well be Friends and Family Day. It could very well be Pack the Pew Sunday. It could very well be just that I'm trying to get this person saved. Okay? The goal is the more sheets you have, the more names you have, the more people you have to work with and work from. And so now I'm going to put the date that the person was contacted. I'm going to try to keep a close tab on this person. My goal is to get this person saved. And so you have an opportunity to get three people saved. Comments down here. He likes Chicago Bears. And so, you know, maybe I drop by and say, hey, look, did you see the game or whatever? Chicago needs a new quarterback. Amen. Anything. Some comments down there, whatever it is that they need. Maybe there are, you know, a Washington Redskins fan. You know, I drop by. Hey, you going to watch the game? Wait, what can I say, brother? Amen. Whatever the comment needs to be there. But this, we will have this sheet that we're going to work with all year long. And I want you to have several of these for your neighbors, for your friends, for your coworkers, for your Pack the Pew Sunday, people that you just want to get in church, people that you have met. There is no shortage to this list here. We make 1,000 copies if we want to. So the more you have, the better. Anybody have any questions on how this is working? Okay. As you leave today, you might want to get you maybe 4 sheets. You say, okay, I want 1 sheet for my coworkers. I want 1 sheet for my friends. I want 1 for my family. I want 1 for my Pack the Pew Sunday. And then you got 3 shots on each one. But I would encourage you to get more. The more you get, the more you have. I've got about 10. You say, preacher, 10? 10 times 3? Oh, man, that's a lot. No, it's really, it's not. When you think about the number of people that you know. Now, look at it this way, too. Think about the number of people that you know that aren't saved. The number of people that you know that are not saved really have potential to go on this list. Whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend, whether it's a coworker, whether it's a classmate, if you know people that are not saved, they can go on this list. Now, what do? You use this and you start praying for them. And you start saying, Lord, I want to see so-and-so get saved. Lord, I want to see so-and-so get saved. Lord, I want to see so-and-so get saved. And so now God burdens your heart. Then you contact them and you put down the date that you contacted them and how you contact them. Hey, just want to let you know I'm praying for you. Something as simple as that. Or you can put the bug out. Hey, you know what? We've got a Boss, Co-worker, and Subordinates Day coming up. I want you to be my boss. I want you to be my visitor on Boss Day. I want you to be my coworker on that day. I want you to be my subordinate on that day. I want you to be my guest and come. I want you to be my friend, my family member to come on that day. I want you to be my neighbor to come because I'm going to try to get my neighbors by the gift card and say, look, you have a chance to win. They say, well, what if I don't win? Well, if only 3 of you come, guess what? All 3 of you will win. And so you're a shoe-in if nobody else brings anybody else. Amen. So you set them up like that. Amen. So this is something that I really want us to get a hold of. These will always be available out there on the credenza. If they're not out there, we'll have them in the church office. But I want you, every time you meet someone that you want to see them saved, go ahead and get one of these, put them down there, put them on that list, and take time to pray over this on a regular basis. I would say pray over it daily and ask God to give you the souls of these people. Why? What's the goal? We want to preach to all we can, want to reach all we can, and each one do all you can. And this gives you a personal tool to put in your hand, somebody that probably nobody else is going to witness to. And by the way, the same person that can be your coworker can be your friend. So they can be on 2 separate lists that you're praying for. Okay? And again, this is going to be a valuable tool for us throughout this year as a prospect list that say we show up on Sunday or on Saturday for soul winning. And it's raining and you really don't want to go out in the rain. You say, hey, Pastor White, I got one of my sweethearts here that I can go and see on my soul winning list. Can I go and visit them? Guess what? Yes. Yes, that's what it's for. And you drop by and say, hey, you know what? I was in the area. Just wanted to stop by and make a personal visit. Let you know how you see how you're doing. Let you know I'm praying for you. And hoping you're going to come out one of these days. And by the way, they may say get lost. And guess what? Then you cross them off and put somebody else on there. Amen? Any questions on how this works, this list? okay? It's really going to be a valuable tool throughout this year for people that you meet that you want to try and get saved. Now, let's just do this just for the next two or three minutes. Brainstorm with whoever's with you. Say, like, you got the Dawsons here, you got the Halls here, the Lepars here, the Wilbers there. Brainstorm with us and say, who can we write down the list? And just jot down some names. Not in the name slot, but just on this sheet, just jot down some names that you know these people need to be saved, and you would love to see them get saved this year. Everybody's got a copy, right? Just take a few minutes. Talk amongst yourselves. Say, all right, who can we put on this list right now? Who could be on this list? Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a neighbor. I know we've got several of our neighbors. Logan is one. Marianne is another. Marianne's daughter is another. Brian is another. Our neighbors in our cul-de-sac, we want to see them get saved. Maybe somebody that you have seen at the supermarket repeatedly. Maybe someone that you've seen at the mailbox. You might not even know their name right now. You put them down. But the goal is the more people that you can generate on this list, the more opportunities you have to see somebody get saved. Boss, coworker, subordinate, student, friend, family member. Maybe it's just somebody that you have met on occasion. I've got a guy that I've met on my walk. His name is Alan. I've never met him other than passing. He said, yeah, my name is Alan. I said, my name is Greg. And we just kept passing. I know where he lives at. And guess what on neighbor day I'm going to do? I'm going to go over and knock on his door and say, hey, look. Hey, neighbor. How about it? Come on out. Got another one that's a sheriff. I'm going to go knock on his door. Hey, how about it? I got some military folk out there. I'm going to say, hey, guess what? It's neighbor day. I'm former military. You are too. How about it? Come on out. Again, the more people that you can write down and jot down initially, the better. Ultimately, everybody should have their own sets of sheets that you can draw from. It could be a husband and wife will have some couples on their list that they want to see get saved. It could be some young people have some students, some classmates that are in the public schools that they want to get saved. Maybe somebody that you see on an infrequent basis, but you want to see them get saved. My old boss, I want to see him get saved, Mike Morris. There's several names. You can just write them down on the side over here, something like that. And then later on, as you're exiting out, you can just get you a new sheet, get you several sheets, and start putting those names down. And you can put at the top up here, okay, these guys are going to be for boss and coworker day. These guys are going to be for friends and family day. These guys are going to be for neighbor Sunday. These guys are going to be just any day. I want to get them in the church. And so you don't have to have a specific day. But you do want to make sure that you're praying that they will come to someday. Maybe you want to put up here Easter. I want to get them out for Easter. Maybe you want to put up here, oh, I want to get them for Christmas. Put up there, hey, I want to get them for the Memorial Day weekend service. Or I want to get them up there for Father's Day service. Or I'm going to get them for Mother's Day service. Any of those services you can put up here and then put their name. Say, okay, this is for Mother's Day. This is for Father's Day. This is for whatever. And then start praying towards those days and say, Lord, would you give me this lady for Mother's Day? Lord, would you give me this man for Father's Day? Lord, would you give me this couple for this day? Lord, would you give me this person for this day? Give me this one for Easter. Give me this one for Christmas. Lord, would you give me these people for these days? I'm trying to witness to them. I'm trying to bring them into the house of God. I'm trying to get them saved. Lord, would you give me these people? And I guarantee you, if you're earnestly seeking God's will, God's going to bless. God's going to bless. But, you know, we've got to have a plan. You can't just say, well, I'm just going to go and, you know, just shoot in the dark. No, have a plan saying, okay, I want Father's Day. I want Mother's Day. I want Easter. I want Christmas. I want Neighbor Day. I want Boss Day. I want to try to get these people. And guess what? If they don't come on the first day, go to the next day. They don't come on that day, go to the next day. They don't come on that day, go to the next day. But shoot for the first days and say, I want to try to get them for this day, Neighbor Day. Then if they don't come on Neighbor Day, there's another day coming up in March. That's Easter. Say, let's get them for March. Let's get them for Easter. If they don't come for Easter, I say, okay, there's another day coming up in April. Let's get them for Boss and Coworkers Day in April. And so keep carrying them over to the next day until God blesses and God gives you that person to come into the house of God. Now, the goal is if you get a chance to share the gospel with them, share the gospel with them. Amen. That's what this is all about. Preaching. Reaching, and each one doing all they can do. Amen. Anybody had any questions on this list here? Amen. So as you jotted down some names, now you've got some people to work with. You kind of got an idea how to work with this by putting your category up here, whether it's, Neighbor Sunday, whether it's Easter Sunday, whether it's Father's Day, whether it's Mother's Day, put your category up here. And then once you put your category up here, these are the people that you want to try to get for that specific outreach time. And then you just begin getting your dates down there, your context, and keep letting them know, hey, look, this day is coming, this day is coming, this day is coming. I want to try to get you there. I want to try to get you there. And let them know that you're trying to get them there as well. You never know. They may say, well, I can't come to that, but I'll come to this. So just keep on keeping on until the time comes up. Amen. All right. So you've got that. There will be some of these. They're back there on the usher's pew right now. And so take as many as you need, and we'll make as many copies as we need to make. And that is one of the key things that I wanted to bring to your attention tonight, is this soul winning sweethearts list, or this prospect list, so that you have something that you can put down in front of you that you're starting to pray for, pray about, and pray on, that God would do something in this person's life and that they might get saved before it's everlasting too late. Because Jesus Christ came to die for them. Amen. He came to seek and to save them that were lost. So let's pray along those lines. Amen. So we're going to join me in prayer. The Lord of the harvest praying that he would send laborers into the field. Join me in planning to get some people here. And I guarantee you, as we're planning to get people here and as we're praying, God will then produce the harvest that we need to have. So let's continue to pray in that endeavor. Any questions on that at all? Any questions? All right. That's the most important thing that I want to get in your hands tonight, just this sheet. Yes, Jeremiah? Yes. 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 This sheet is designed to bring people up on any day. For instance, they may say, I can't come on Neighbor Sunday, but I can come the following Sunday. I mean, we're not going to say, no, you can't come. And say, oh, sure, amen. Now, they won't get the $25 gift card to Red Lobster, but they're more than welcome to come. The goal, this is just a guide to get people, get us conscious, soul conscious of people that we want to see come into the house of God and get saved, or that we want to give them the gospel where they're at. This is just a guide to help us out. Okay? Any other questions other than that? Going to be a big push on you, so I'm going to be asking about your soul winning sweethearts list, your prospect list. Hey, you got your list. Hey, did you add that person on your list? When you meet new people, add them to your list. When you get add them, keep adding them, because the best way to do this is to put them on your prospect list. Begin to develop a relationship that you're contacting them through prayer, and you're contacting them physically, and then you're attempting to lead them to Christ, or trying to get them in, getting them a card, getting them anything that you can with the gospel in it. Amen? All right. Well, that is the only thing that I had for you tonight, is I want you to pray for this coming year, and I want you to pray for the Lord of harvest, and then I want you to begin to plan to get people to come in on targeted dates. Plan on getting them here. Plan on it. And say, Lord, I want to get these people here on this day. I want to get them here on that day. Because there'll be many days throughout the year that we can use this for. Amen. And I think that is it. Amen. Go back to Mark 16:15. And again, we'll preach on this on Sunday. Mark 16:15. He said unto them, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's our goal, that's our design. We're going to preach to all we can. And so I want you to leave here with that thought. Lord, I want to preach to everybody I can. Everybody I can. Even if just giving them a track, preach to all you can. Guess what? That track can preach when you're not around. Lord, I want to reach all that I can. I want to reach every single solitary person I can. What does that mean? That means I've got to have my eyes open. And that means I've got to be soul conscious. And not only do I want to reach all that I can, I want to do all I can. I'm not going to be worried about anybody else. I want to do what I can do. Because at the end of the day, God's holding me accountable. So I want to do all that I can do. Whether it's at my workplace, whether it's in my school, whether it's in my community. Lord, I want to do all that I can do. By the way, it might even be in your own church. Hey, somebody may walk in here lost. You say, guess what? I can lead them to Christ. I can win them to the Lord. I can ask them if they know they're going to heaven. I can take a few moments to show them how they can be saved. Hey, it can be right here in the house of God. So do all you can can. Ultimately, God is the one who's going to supply the increase by His Holy Spirit's power, because He's given us the power to be witnesses. And so I'm just trying to give us a plan to make this happen and make sure that we're equipped with the prayer to get God's power on our lives to do this. Amen. And so I do trust that'll be a blessing and encouragement to you. Any questions before we close in prayer? First day is Neighbor Sunday. So again, after you leave here today, make sure you get you some tracks. If you're not some tracks, but some flyers. If you're not going to be here on Saturday, take some back to your neighborhood. If you're not going to be here on Saturday, put them on the doors that you want to try to win. I mean, if you want to put them on all doors, praise God, you can. But especially the doors that you plan on going to next week and knocking on. When you put them on the doors this week, you go back next week and you knock and say, hey, look, I'm from Shining Light Baptist Church. I'm your neighbor across the way here. I left you one of these flyers here. We're having Neighbor Sunday. And as your neighbor, I'd like to have you come out and be my special guest. There's a gift to all those that come. And you also get a chance to win a gift card to Red Lobster. And will you be my guest? And if they say, yeah, sure will, you say, great, amen. Get their names down, write it down. And then the following week, you go and knock on their door again. Okay, next week is Neighbor Sunday. Tomorrow's next Neighbor Sunday. I'm hoping to see you there. Are you still going to be there? You might say, oh, you know, the dog got away or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay, can I count on you for the next Sunday after that? Amen. And that's the way you do it, because something inevitably is going to happen. That's why the more people that you have lined up, the better your possibilities, the better your chances. So try to do that over the next three Saturdays. That's what we're going to do. One day distribute, the next week knock, the third week follow up to make sure they're going to come that next day. And trust God to do something. It is my desire to get a load of people here. Say, preacher, how's that going to happen? Preach, reach each. Preach, reach each. Amen. By the way, God can do it. God can do it. We just have to be vessels ready to do what God would have us to do. And be soul conscious. Don't be afraid. I know we're going to be free. I know we're going to be a little afraid. That's always the case. But look at from the standpoint of, you know what? Greater is He that is in me than He's in the world. I don't have to be afraid, although I'm nervous. I'm going to be like Gideon and do it anyway. Amen. All right. All right. Well, as soon as we close in prayer, men, you grab a partner and you pray. Ladies are going to meet up here and be with Mrs. Dawson to meet. It is 7:07, so we've got plenty of time to get some prayers going up. Pray specifically about this Sunday's message and then Sunday night as well, as we begin to review or preview some of the things that are going to be happening throughout this year that God would work in our lives. Father, thank you once again for being a great God. Lord, thank you for this theme that we have this year. Lord, we're not inventing anything. Lord, we're not reinventing the wheel. This is something that you've already told us to do, to go and preach the gospel, to reach people, and each one of us do all that we can, Lord. So it's not something new. It's not something that we have never heard before, but it is something that we want to put into practice more this year than we've ever done it before, Lord. It is something that we want to especially seek to win certain peoples this year, whether they're our neighbors or they're our coworkers or students or friends or families, Lord, or just people in general, the pack of pew. We want to make sure we're doing what you would have us to do, Lord, in reaching people with the gospel's sake, Lord. And as we go forth today, help us to think on this theme, preaching to all that we can, reaching all that we can, and each one of us doing all that we can, Lord, to do your will, that we may see some souls saved. Bless now in the prayers that will be sent up for this coming week's activities. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to lift up John and Kathy to you in prayer, Lord, and the other prayer requests. Lord, we do pray you keep Leia safe as well as she's traveling to Virginia. And Lord, we do pray for Teresa's Aunt Stella as well, with the loss that she's exhibiting right now. Lord, that you comfort her, Lord. And Jesse and Shireen, get them, Lord, equipped with a good independent Bible preaching church they can get involved in a very, very short time frame. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Now meet our needs tonight. And Lord, help us to leave here with our prospect list getting filled up moment by moment with names of people that we want to see won to Christ. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.